The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he put this question to his disciples. Who do the people say the Son of Man is? And they said, some say he is John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But you, he said, who do you say I am? Then Simon Peter spoke up. You are the Christ, he said, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, Simon, son of Jonah, you are a happy man, because it was not flesh and blood that revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. So I now say to you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the underworld can never hold out against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be considered bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be considered loosed in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. The situation is very familiar to us. We hear it all the time. The results of an opinion poll. The question is, who do people say the Son of Man is? Well, the results presented by the disciples, I guess, are something like this. 30% say you are John the Baptist. 25% say you're Elijah. 20% say you're Jeremiah. 15% say you are one of the prophets, and the rest has no opinion or are keeping an open mind. These results in the hands of a PR person would have been an excellent basis to reinforce a particular image and enabled a build-up of a profile to gain maximum popularity. But Jesus is not interested in people's opinions. Jesus is interested in the truth. So, moving from other people's opinions, he now goes straight to the disciples. Those people who have been with him for a while, those who heard his words and have seen his works, he asked, but you, who do you say I am? Now, before anybody else had a chance, Peter spoke up. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter, always the first to speak or act. Immediate response to whatever situation, almost like a reflex. Something that does not require any thinking, but an action or words spoken from the heart that are the right ones. And so it is on this occasion. For Jesus affirms this action by saying that Peter could not have known this from any other source or person, but only by being open to God. Simon, son of Jonah, you are a blessed man, because it was not flesh and blood that revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. Jesus then continues and says to Simon, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. And so it happened. Peter, by having received this authority by Jesus, was made the head of the church on earth. Peter, who led the disciples, always Peter and the 12. But ultimately, Peter taking responsibility in the knowledge that it is God who inspired him, God who ensured that Peter knew what the will is of the Father. This authority continues to this very day. Peter and the 12 apostles, the Pope and bishops, all in apostolic succession. Pope Francis is the 266th person to succeed Saint Peter. An unbroken chain of handing over of tradition to ensure that the Church of Christ on earth has one leader, one person chosen among all people to do what Jesus commanded. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be considered bound in heaven. What you loose on earth shall be considered loosed in heaven. So, from the beginning to this very day, whenever something needs to be addressed in the church, when all the information has been gathered, it is Peter and the 12, Peter as head of the church, the Pope and the bishops. Peter alone, it is the Pope alone who decides, and that decision is binding on earth as it is in heaven. Now, there are people who say, I don't like that. After all, the Pope is a man like us. It is only his opinion. I have my own opinion. Others, in particular the Reformed churches, start arguing that this was not what Jesus meant. And if he did, that it would only apply to Simon personally. So, get rid of the Pope and let us form a committee and conduct an opinion poll, or not. And we change things as we go along, or not. Or we hold conflicting views, or we pick a mix and do what we like when it suits us. But let us remind ourselves why there is a church. Why Jesus founded the church. The church is there, in the words of St. Paul, whom we also honor today, to bring us safely to his heavenly kingdom. Christ assures his church, built on Peter, of the victory over the powers of death. Because of the faith of Peter, the first among 12, and the first pope, Jesus entrusted a unique mission to him. And this mission is continued by all the popes, to keep this faith of ours from every lapse and to strengthen us in it. It is, of course, up to us to make our own decisions. We are personally responsible for our own actions. We have a free will, and we have our own conscience in following Christ. In our desire to be with God forever, in the kingdom of heaven, we need all the help we can get. And Pope Francis himself is the first to acknowledge that he needs the help of God, but also the help of you and me. When I spoke to Pope Francis earlier this year, he said to me at the end of our conversation, "Pray for me." And so I do.